Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy, Canstar's most trusted energy retailer, and the new Kia Niro, the electric SUV range, which has now landed. You only go to one man this time of the year, our own racing expert, Andrew Bensley. It is a huge weekend, one of my favourite weekends on the racing calendar, I reckon, Jimmy. Manicato Stakes tonight at 8:15. It's a weird race. It's an interesting field, I must say. And then the Cox Plate, the big one, tomorrow. AB, welcome.
Yeah, g'day to you, Sam and Jimmy and listeners. And I think what we've been waiting for is some rain. And talking with Marty Sinan out there at the Valley in the first couple of races, the Bureau's telling him that the rain isn't going to arrive until around midnight tonight. So okay. The Manicato Stakes could be run on running brisk time on a good three track. So we'll be all over that in an hour or a couple of hours. But I will say that the rain, if it comes, Marty's confident that it'll be sort of around that soft six range early, and then it depends really what the showers do through the day. So maybe, you know, we're going to get through tonight anyway, Sam. That's the good thing for night racing.
Andrew, let's start with the Manicato. And Sam and I are off air. We've had the Grey Leads out. We've scratched a few out. We've circled a few others. You go to the experts in the paper. Every single one of them's got a different winner.
Yeah, I think that's right, Jimmy. I think tonight and even tomorrow's Cox Plate, you could circle a few numbers for mine. I know Kieran Maher and David Eustace have got multiple runners. Even when I did a show on Thursday or Wednesday night with Kieran, and he said, don't even rule out a way game. It's an outsider in the race, but she's capable. She's got a tricky draw to deal with from the 1,200-metre start, but if there's a little bit of pace up there, he's certainly not ruling out from flashing late. I'm a bit of a Lombardo fan. I love winners. And we know that, you know, there's been a lot of discussion whether this is a true Group 1 field. Maybe it's not because of the Everest being so close to it this year. But Lombardo, just Mick Price is a trainer that really sets them. And the last three wins have been encouraging to give it a crack, go and have a go, and the barriers just reach all right for mine.
So are we taking the field and just relaxing and watching the race for our quaddie? Is this what you're telling us?
Depends how well you're going. I will say that I've backed Lombardo, but I've had a little bit at odds on Expressway for Nick Ryan. Again, drawn tricky, but likes it out there. Won the Chautauqua from a wide draw, and Nick's pretty happy being out there. It just allows the horse to finish off without being held up, and that's what can happen in these races, that you always get two or three back on the inside that don't end up getting run. So I've had something small on Express Pass as well in the Manicato, because as you're right saying, Jimmy, you've got about 10 circles there at the moment.
I do, actually. we've got to reduce those, AB. Hey, tomorrow, is anyone capable? Well, I'm sure plenty capable. Will anyone spoil the Zaki party, in your opinion?
Yeah, yes, no doubt. I think this is a race of many chances, Sam. James McDonald has been doing his isolation there at Yarrawonga. He's going to come and ride. He's got great confidence in Zaki. But look, I think that this is a cracking race. You know, there's probably Corsine Mav and maybe Dallas and that you could rule out, but I reckon any of the others can be in the finish. What's wrong with any of the others? Every time I see the replay of the American win of State of Rest, I'm saying that Joseph O'Brien's got a really strong finishing type, really accelerated, looking at it, you know, I guess the only hesitation if it ends up being soft, but the horse has got reasonably strong two-year-old form on soft, and I know Joseph isn't too worried if the rain does come. But now, the only thing I'd say, Sam, if the rain comes and affects the track, then probably either comes out or just doesn't appreciate the soft. But I think all the others could easily win.
Now, I'm going to give him a bit of self-indulgence. There's a horse running around in race four on Saturday, and it's called Dosh.
Please.
Is Sam going to be crying in his Weet-Bix again, or is he got an actual legitimate chance? It's just not all hype.
Well, the only lead I can take is Graham Begg, and he's a trainer that took non-conformist into a Caulfield Cup and ran a very, very good second. Graham Stable's up and about, Jimmy. So he could have easily gone to tonight, I don't know whether the ownership really were happy with it or some small portions of that, but Josh goes to the Red Anchor tomorrow. I reckon Generation's probably the one you've got to beat, but if Josh can come across from that just slightly tricky draw, then it's got to be going mighty close, just off what Graham Beck's wanted to do here.
Hey, AB, we love having you on, and we love our racing on this show, and I don't mean to be political at all, but the no crowds at Moonee Valley tonight or tomorrow, I mean, I know that the Moonee Valley Racing Club was handcuffed by the government restrictions, so it's a moot point, I know, but geez, it would have been great just to sneak a few in, even if not tonight, then tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, look, I think all of us agree, but it comes down to, you know, government announcement, Sam. That's where it simply sits. Mm. So the government made a decision regarding Flemington, that's what it is. And Moonee Valley are obviously disappointed that the crowd, particularly tomorrow, that they couldn't have 5,000 or 10,000, but it really came down to the government timing. They've done a lot of special things for members and as much as possible, Sam, but... yeah, there's nothing like, you know, Melbourne Cup Day with 10,000 is going to seem a bit strange, but at least there'll be some atmosphere.
Andrew, everyone who has kids say they don't pick their favourites, but they really have a favourite. Is this your favourite weekend of racing, or is it Derby Day? Is it Caulfield Cup, or you big Melbourne Cup man?
Jimmy. Yeah. No, I love them all, Jimmy. It's very hard to spread as far as I look. The Cox Plate is always a strong race. We, you know, in recent times, we know it was dominated by Winx, but it is the Weight for Age Championship. You look at what Derby Day offers at Flemington next week with the calibre of the 3-year-olds in the sprint and also in the Derby. And yeah, Derby Day is pretty hard to beat, but this Cox Plate, it's always. And always in the history has been a beauty, and it will be tomorrow.
Righto, AB. This is where you earn your big bucks here. Everyone's just going to turn up their radio just a little bit. Now, you don't have to give us your top three if you haven't got them, but you can just give the winners if you want. But I want tonight, Manicato at 8:15. I want the Cox Plate tomorrow, and then any other thing that you like around the country.
Well, certainly, as I said earlier, I think Lombardo wins the Manicato tonight. What finishes close to it? Well, I've had something small express pass, and I reckon maybe Jonker is the other one.
Okay.
And expect away game to be flashing late there. Probably that's the Manicato. I'm tipping State of Rest to win the Cox Plate. I think that every time I see the replay, as I said earlier, of this Joseph O'Brien horse, they rated maybe a better win of Adelaide's in America prior to that horse coming across and winning the Cox Plate. So, State of Rest to win. Zaki, Very Elegant, Animo, they're all going to be around the placings. There's going to be a few weaving there late. And I will say that in the Moonee Valley Gold Cup, if the forecast rain arrives, Miami Bound, last year's winner, is going to be extremely hard to beat. Mm. But I'm all over Pondus for Lloyd Williams and Robert Hickmont. I think Pondus has made great fitness improvement talking to the team since the Bath coming. So, that's my tip in the Moonee Valley Gold Cup. That's race 8, number 10, Pondus.
Race 8, number 10, Jimmy. Just make sure you get all these tips down, please, because you're going to be asking me for them.
I reckon he's a floating artist fan, but I'm a Pondus fan.
Are you a floating artist?
Yeah,
you can pick him. AB, great to have you on. We love this time of the year, and we love chatting to you about it. Good luck tomorrow and tonight, and we'll chat to you next week.
No, good luck with Dosh also, Sam, and we'll talk to you next week.
Andrew Bensley there, the only man you speak to this time of the year. He is as good as they get on radio. It's going to be an exciting weekend. So there you go. So State of Rest, one of these unknowns that we've talked about during the week, Jimmy. AB likes the international form and has tipped State of Rest to upset Zaki tomorrow. Very interesting stuff. Of course, Gold Trip out of the Cox Plate, failing to satisfy that veterinary team from Racing Victoria. We're going to check all the odds of those races and plenty more next with Duncan McRae from Bluebet.